Hello and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Thursday and this is the third week after Pentecost. This week we are once again focusing our attention on the Gospel reading for the coming week, reading it slowly, bit by bit, to let it sink in to our hearts and into our minds. Our theme for this week is Jesus' disciples share his peace. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son. A reading from Luke chapter 10, beginning this morning at verse 10. Jesus said, "But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." Yesterday, we heard what happens when the peace of the Lord, in the presence of these apostles, these who have been sent out in Jesus' name, enters into the house and they are received. They stay, they cure the sick, they dine together, they receive the gift of the hospitality of the person that's welcoming them, and in that they receive the kingdom of God, the forgiveness of sins, the life that they need that breaks the power of Satan. It brings them together around the table. Today, Jesus tells the disciples what to do when they are not received, and that is to simply move on to the next town and then wipe the dust off their feet as a protest and as a witness against this town, and yet still make them know that the kingdom of God has come near, that this rejection of these disciples, or even the rejection of Jesus, the one who sent them, is a rejection of God's own reaching out in love and in mercy and in forgiveness to give them peace. And that is what they are rejecting. They reject it in the form of a lack of hospitality, of a hardened heart, of a closed-off house, of a closed-off and individual-mindedness that locks out this word of God in the community of the kingdom and the life that is there. It is that lack of hospitality that is a sign of their hard-heartedness in turning away from the Lord. And it is that bears witness against them. It's a strong word at the end, but it reminds the disciples and those who are sent of the urgency and of the seriousness and the holiness of the task that God has given them to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God. That this is God reaching out to welcome them in, to bring forgiveness, to be a presence among them. So the disciples, the apostles, are not the ones being rejected, but God's very overtures of healing, wholeness, and wellness, and peace are what are being pushed away by those who reject it. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, for the gift of relationship with others. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and for the people, the ministries, the leaders of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, and for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For who else? For what else do we pray today? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us this night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and the actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.